This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 25. What's in a name? Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 24. Now the son of an Israelite mother and an Egyptian father went out among the Israelites, and a fight broke out in the camp between him and an Israelite. The son of the Israelite woman blasphemed the name with a curse. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Debri the Danite. They put him in custody until the will of the Lord should be made clear to them. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take the blasphemer outside the camp. All those who heard him are to lay their hands on his head, and the entire assembly is to stone him. Say to the Israelites, 'Anyone who curses their God will be held responsible. Anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord is to be put to death. The entire assembly must stone them, whether foreigner or native born. When they blaspheme the name, they are to be put to death.'" This is a difficult story. Two men get into a fight. Tempers flare and shouting erupts. One of the men invokes God's name as a curse, clearly defying God's command not to blaspheme the Lord. What should be done? God's name is not for our casual use to express shock or anger or amusement. It's not something we can invoke to support our favorite political or social causes. Of course, we also should be careful about flippantly saying, "God told me this or that." The way we handle God's name shapes the way we view God's character. If we treat God's name as a punchline, we will not take God seriously. If we invoke God's name to prop up our political or social positions, God becomes little more than a good luck charm. But when we use God's name with reverence and awe, we will find that we honor God as the Lord deserves. The man in this story failed to see that. And although it's difficult to imagine, he paid the ultimate penalty for his sin. Many years later, Jesus was wrongly accused of blasphemy, and was eventually put to death. But what good news for us! Jesus was condemned so that all of our misuse of God's name, every way in which we dishonor God by our words and actions, would be forgiven. Now God graciously entrusts his name to us so that we may call upon it for salvation. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help us to honor the sanctity of your name in the way we speak and live. May we only use your name to glorify you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.